Today, I want to talk about my relationship or the coaching partnership with my coach, mentor, Kohli. I'm working with him for more than 2.5 years now. I started in April, March 2021. So a little more than 1.5 years. And in this, the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long this goes, I want to talk about what I have created with him. First of all, to give you an idea what long-term mentorship and coaching can do for you. And then number two, the lessons I have on how to make quantum leap, how to make big exponential jumps in your career, in your relationships, in your life, in your business with long-term mentorship. How to do that? What are the important significant factors about it? And through this whole communication, I'm gonna use both coaching and mentorship because that's what he does. So my coach, he is also a coach, like a life coach, and also a business mentor. Okay, that's how I also do my stuff. I'm also a life coach and a business mentor. So I'm going to use both of these coaching and mentorship terms exchangeably. And I hope you understand the difference between these two. But for this, the sake of this conversation, I'm going to use both of them. So I'm going to talk about what I created in terms of money, in terms of my business, my career, impact, in terms of my relationships, my personal self. And starting with, of course, the money I have earned, thousands and thousands of dollars, lakhs and lakhs of rupees. And I've also paid him lakhs and lakhs of rupees or thousands of dollars. And beyond that money, I have been able to sustain myself through these years. I've been able to purchase a lot of things. I've been able to finance my wedding. I've been able to purchase a car, live in better homes. And I've been able to support my parents, to support my partner, my family. And all of this was possible because I did this coaching business. And then again, I earned all this income through doing something that my soul wanted me to do. That was going out, talking to people, helping them. So can you imagine I'm able to pay so much money to my coach, to all the things that I'm affording right now. I'm able to live this lifestyle. And people paid me all this money through these conversations, through me having to talk with them and talking with them and helping them and all of that. All of that paid my bills, my credit card bills, my living expenses, my family, my wedding, my all of these stuff. So that was also possible because my coach supported me through these years and helped me create this whole coaching business. Let me see if I can see the comments here. I'll see the comments. Okay. Moving on. When I started working with my coach, I was single. I remember the first goal I asked him, I said, you know what, I want to make this much money. And second thing was, I want to meet someone who is local. Like I had this 2-3 qualifying factors and I want to start dating. I had not been dating 1.5 years before that. I was on a kind of a break. And I met my now wife 1 month after I started working with my coach. And through these years, he saw me getting engaged. So we got engaged 8 months after we started dating. And 8 months after that, we got married. And we celebrated our first anniversary this month. First wedding anniversary. So imagine starting working with someone who's totally single, living with other flatmates and roommates, and coming to a place where I'm now sharing my room. That's a big change. That's been a big change for me emotionally and, you know, even otherwise. So going from being single to being engaged to being married, I'm not sure if I would have achieved that without my coach, because there's so much of patience, so much of accommodation, so much of emotional regulation that I've learned through these years only because I was working regularly with my mentor, with my coach. And after the relationships part, there's so much I have grown in terms of career and impact. I was able to do a lot of stuff that I wouldn't, I don't think I would have otherwise been able to do that. I remember when I started mentoring new coaches, the first thought was, who am I to do this work? Have you also had that? Who am I to do this work? And so many other doubts and fears and insecurities that creep in. Will I be able to do this? Should I launch this thing? Should I talk about this ABC topic? What will people think? What if I fail? What if nobody cares? I battled and tackled all of these issues, and this will come up every now and then. But this is the importance of having a long-term mentorship, a long-term coaching partnership, because now my coach knows and he's able to help me with the upstream, you know, coaching. He's able to help me resolve issues before they appear in my life. He's so used to seeing my patterns now. You can't see patterns when you work with your coach for 1 month. But 1 year, 2 years, you know the patterns of your client and you can help them. The same way as a client, your coach will be able to help you more after they know your patterns. So my coach right now, he knows a lot of my patterns, and he's by himself being very direct. Hey, Dimanshu, what about this? Tell me what you're thinking about this. So he helps me solve problems before they even appear in my life. How cool is that? And among all of these changes, the relationship, the family, the money, the career and impact and the sustainable business, among all of these, I took out a couple of lessons that I feel I would want to talk about. It's been 2.5 years. It's not a small time, right? So how can you make the full out of a long-term coaching and mentorship program? How can you create so much more in a long-term partnership working with your coach? So number one point, it needs to feel scary. So today, somebody said, I was talking to someone and they signed up for my 12-month program. And the first thing they mentioned, I feel scared. And I mentioned that's exactly how it's supposed to feel. If you're feeling very comfortable, maybe that's not the coach. If you don't have any questions or doubts, should I sign up? It's too long. It's too much. Will I be able to pay money? Will I be able to create a lot of it? If you are not getting any doubts in your head, I don't think that's the program for you. You need to have some doubts, not too much scarcity or too much, you know, I'm afraid so much that I totally go into a lockdown. No, not like that. Not to a level of nervous breakdown, but to a level of, it needs to feel a little scary. It needs to give you a little doubt. What if it's too long? 6 months, 12 months, it's a long time. What if this happens? What if that happens? It's okay to feel that. It's a good sign that you're feeling that. It's supposed to happen. If it's not happening, you might not be going in the right relationship. Number two, you need to have an alignment of your values, of your systems, processes with your coach. And that does not mean you need to be the same person as your coach. So, for example, just giving an example, my coach is not very fond of social media. He does not use it a lot. In fact, at some point, like I think a year and a half ago, he stopped advertising altogether. He's very active offline. I 100% have created my business online. I have all of my clients have came through like online marketing and selling and all of that. None of my clients have been offline yet. So your personalities does not need to go very similar with your coach, but they need to be very complementary or in alignment with a clear direction, with a very straightforward alignment. Yeah, like your mission, your purpose, the way you do things, the values you hold, they need to be in alignment with each other. Number three, exploring and experimenting while doing this long-term mentorship and coaching. I was always working with one or the other coach. Almost every second month, I'd be working with a second coach or a third coach. Right now, I'm in a 6-month generative trance certification that I'm doing. So I'm learning how to coach better. I have also signed up for another 12-month program with another business mentor. So look out for other options as well. Do not make this as a cult. Don't go in a cult. That being said, when you start working with a mentor or a coach for the first 2 or 3 months, do not look beyond them. Do not go anywhere else and totally focus on them. And after a little bit of stability, which usually comes after 2, 3 months, 4 months, look out for other mentors and coaches as well and start complementary, you know, look out for other mentors and coaches who will complement what you're already doing or the journey you're already taking. Number four, navigating tough times and navigating messy times. It's very easy when you have a lot of money and you want to buy and, you know, want to sign up with someone. But what are you going to do when you're going through a tough time financially or emotionally or otherwise, when you don't have enough money to pay your coach? What if your business didn't generate enough money, or what if you're not able to see? So business is like this, right? So what if when you are at this stage, a little down in your business, how will you navigate that time with your coach? Through these 2.5 years, of course, I had ups and downs, and I saw really deep downs as well, emotionally and financially and business wise as well. And something that helped me was making a commitment to show up, being disciplined about, I'm going to show up. If I didn't do any work for some reason, that's all right. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up to calls. I'm going to ask him that, hey, this happened, that, whatever it is. I'm committed to showing up. So are you committed to showing up even through tough and messy times? Because if you want to grow, there are going to be tough times. You can't grow without any messy moments. There's going to be a lot of shit and mess around it, around you, around your life. If you want to grow, there's going to be a lot of up and very down moments in your life when you're growing. So are you committed to showing up through all of these times? Are you committed to showing up when it's tough to show up? Are you committing to your own growth? And number five, doing it when you don't feel ready. I've not met a single person who felt ready and that's why they are doing it. And even if they are doing it, I say this, if you are doing it and you feel ready doing it, you have waited a long, long time. You have already waited a lot. We need to take up coaching and mentorship before we feel ready, because that's exactly what we need in order to move to the next level, in order to experience life and business to even more depth. If you want to experience life, deeper happiness, deeper fulfillment in your business, consistent growth, regular income growth, scalability, and recurring payments and systems and all of that, in your business or in your life, if you want deeper experiences, you need to do it before you are ready. You need to take the next step before you're ready. You need to sign up with a long-term coaching or mentorship before you're ready. And you will feel scared. That's okay to feel scared. That's a good sign. So you continue doing what you intended to do. If you have any questions about it, about whatever I said, or any thoughts, please let me know in the comments. For now, I have 2 spots open where I can help someone in the long run mentorship. It's premium VIP membership with me, where I offer unlimited one-to-one coaching. And I only have 2 spots for it. If you feel called for, you want to explore this with me, feel free to text me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let's have a conversation. And I'm curious to know, have you worked with a coach for a longer term? What's been your experience? Share with me. I'm looking forward to your comments. And I'll see you in the next video. Enjoy.